as she stops, before the imitator starts, or even after the imitator starts, as long as she stops, and then even though all the 14 days were saturated with the discharge of that, and then, but she makes it stop for a few moments, for a moment, and then she starts flowing down again. And even if she continues to flow down within all the imitaya, so according to Levi, so she's considered as having a continual suspension of Riyadha. It doesn't make the continuity of 90 days devoid of Riyadha. Why? Because whatever dam was discharged in the course of the Milede are attributable to the lady. So just as the dam that is discharged simultaneously with the emergence of the baby is not counted, so the dam that is discharged on the 14th day, in the morning or in the afternoon, is also attributable. Is also attributable to the birth of the child. To the birth of the child. Maybe it's not counted. Keep shooting. Alright. Now. Toshma. Vishobi v'riach adam teya. Shedayah shayim. So if it, so both Shammai and Hillel are making that if a woman has a riach adam after adam teya, what do you mean adam teya? Let's say you let us in cable. So 14 days in Meleide to me, and then 66 days in Meleide. Together, 14 plus 66, so it's 80 days. Then the 81st day starts the beginning of the Meleide again. So the Shobi, suppose she sees, she has a discharge of that, and the 81st day, right after the expiration of the Meleide, so both agree the Dayashai. Even Hillel, who says Mitamon Afreya, so or the Chachomim who say Loikizes Mitamon Israelis, so but in this case, if she has a discharge of dam on the 81st day after the immediately following the expiration of the Miteya, so it's Bayoshaiva. We're not Mitame all the tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior. So Bishlei Domashim Ayone say. So we understand, because if she has a discharge of dam, on the 81st, so we know, and this discharge on the 81st did not begin on the 80th, and it continued with Mamshich on the 81st, but it was an initial discharge on the 81st, so it comes from a Mayon Toer. So, on the contrary, I'm sorry. So, this comes from the Mayon. So, because we cannot be a cheshish. Maybe this drop of down that was discharged outside at the beginning of the 81st day, so really was discharged from the Moke and the Indian. But the Beis Achitzin kept it. Because since it was discharged now, so we know that this emanated from the Mayon Tome. And if any dam that was discharged on the 80th, so was discharged from the Mayon Toya. So the Mele, that's why it's Dayoshai. Now let's see how Rashi explained. Bishleimonle, oh. Vishobim shama yiyol di twiga beis mislehiz, bere yachad am tiyo shtay shay, kusal gadai vrafi u nisman merube, kin shiru yiru asa adim shmeni vrarba u itishi. So the Adam in the Gemara was that when the Mishnah says Vishobim shama yiyol hiyol who are chilek in regard to the ordinary woman whether Dayo Shait or Mitamu Mafreya Mitamu Mishreitz, so but they are made that if a woman has an initial riyah in the Imeiteya, so even Hillel is made that it's Dayoshai. So the Havamine of the Makshin was that this Mishnah is reference to the case where she saw, let's say, on the 90th day. So Bishleimi. Bishov Hibereye. ואישו, ואם בראי יחד המתי השדה ישי, כוסל כדאי ברפיו בזמן מרוב, כי שהוא אירוע עשד עם שמי ובארבע או איפיש, בישלי מלו לוי לא משלים היון עשי, מי שמור כדאי ישי, בישלי מלו לא משלים היון עשי, מי שמור כדאי ישי איתו, שאל יבדום לבאו מסולוק, שכמו יונים שעוברו ואירוע עשד דם ממיין זה, ויחד לא ריו ושאינו, בידאי ישי, ומניקו מארבע נושמים, דידאי שייטון דריו רישיינו אל רב יום המים אחדו סולב ריו רישיינו ורי הוא זיקו בידומי. So that means when the Mishnah says דרי נשום דרי בחתיה אחדם תיה שדאי שייטון, so that's only שייך if it is an initial. So according to Levi, so of course it's an initial. Because even if the Riyah takes place on the 90th day, but since it was the initial Riyah, since day the first day, so maybe it's the initial Riyah. And even though on the 79th day, on the 80th day, she had the Riyah done, it doesn't matter. Because according to Levi, so the Riyah is done that she had on the 79th day, on the 78th day, on the 77th day, on the 80th day, so that emanated from the Mayon Toya, from another Mayon. So now is the first Riyah, let's say she has a discharge of Dam on the 90th day, as of the birth of the child. So, it is the initial Riyah since the 81st day, is the initial Riyah. That's it. That's all that concerns us. But according, and even though she had many years, on the 80th, on the 79th, and on the 78th, and the 77th, 76th, that doesn't count, because all these years emanated, all these discharges of dam emanated from the Mayim Toyer. So the one that emanated from the Mayim Toyer, so it's an initial year, because she didn't have any years down since the first day. But according to Rab, Yom HaMayin Echadu, Lavri Rishenu, by who's a Kabidomi? After all, here the Mishnah says, Vishomim Reyach Adam Teya Shedayo Shaito, even though in the Yemei Teya she continually saw that, it doesn't matter. But according to Rab, why is it Vishomim Reyach? B'reyach Adam Teya Shedayo Shaito. Suppose she had the discharge of Dam on the 80th day, on the 79th day, on the 70th day, on the 69th day. So that should break the continuity of the days devoid of Dam, according to Rab. So, El Rab, Yom Amai Nechadu, Amai Dai Shaito, Titamu Meis Le'eis. So the Gemara says the Rekeshus that when the Mishnah says Vishovi Bireyach Adam Teya Shedayo Shaito, so it has reference to the case according to Rav, it has reference to the case where she saw at the beginning of the first day. So in other words, so we couldn't be mitamei all the Tares retroactively, that she handled within the 24 hours prior. Suppose she had the dam, at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., on the night of the event. Now, if we were to be mitamei the Tares retroactively, until all the Tares that she handled since 9 p.m., the night of the event, we couldn't do that, because how could we be mitamid Taras that she handled at 10 p.m. the night of the 80th? At the night of the 80th, suppose the dam was discharged from the mokir at 10 p.m. the night of the 80th, so that is dam toya. So we couldn't apply the aloha mitamay meis leis. So that's why it's dayoshai. Even though El Rav Yom Amai Nechadu Amai Dai Shai Tetamu Meisrei, the Rekishus. So, Kikin Shewa Sabi Yin Shmein Veachon Miyad, the Rekishus Meisrei. She saw down at 9 p.m., the night of the 81st. So we couldn't be mitamei Umafreya 24 hours. because until 6 o'clock, so until 6 p.m., so it was in Medea. So if the dam emanated, let's say, before, from the Mokea, before 6 p.m., so then it's doyer. So the lekish kishavosam diim shmini lechon yachon yachon that will have a mess me koyibu is a dam toyo. But the worst kashi is with the tami lipkida lipkide, with the tami lipkida lipkide. In other words, let's say, suppose if she made a bdike, let's say at 9 p.m. and the previous bdike was before 6 p.m. and she made it and then she found out at 9 p.m. she found out. So true, we cannot be tamei all the tare she handled within the 24 hours prior. But let us be tamei the tare she handled between six and nine. So it's passed because of the possibility that maybe the dam emanated from the mokeya after six. So then it was already in mayo tamei. But for 3 hours, it was kept in the Beisachitzin. So, Vititam Mipkino Lipkide, Kizm, so Gemara says, Kizm de Beislei, Sleke, Mipkino Lipkide, Nama Ligaz Abraham. So, Vitam Mipkino Lipkide, Kigen Bot Koshachis, Umbotzot Meo, Titam Itale Shalavis. Let's say, if the Bdike and the discharge of down, she discovered, let's say, on the morning, of the 81st day, so let us be mitame all the tale she handled in the night of the 81st day. Titame what kashach the what me or titame tale shel avis vocha let me madu like shoes the apilum kidu kidu like tzricho le me dai shaito. So the Gemara says, oh, so tosh you let us be say she so probably told lo vi hoaso ho ho vi shama vi shitosa. ובסיל לשיטוסו, בי שלי מרב דיומה, מהי נאחד, ומשבוח ניתה מלאך ויובש, אלו ראי, ודומה שלי מיונס, אמה ניתה מלאך ויובש. So you let us be say if she's off, or will it talk more? The price says that if a woman gave birth to a child in Yimei Ziv, so she has to count Zayin Kim, in addition to counting the Yimei Lede, 7 days for his own. 14 days for Nikede, so she's expected to count 7 clean days over and above the Emelid. So Hol Chubishama Yishitoson. So suppose you let us be say if she saw for the Loitov, Viroas. So she counted the Loitov, Viroas, Hol Chubishama Yishitoson, Ubisil Yishitoson. Bishlein Lerab, Domai Nechodu, Yishimoch Nitamilach Yomish. So that's why I come to Bisilel, even though she already counted Zainikin. So still, according to Bisilel, so any dam that she has, after she counted Zainikin, so she has to, so is stomach, because it's my El. Elo Levi Yoma. And according to Bisilel, so being a Trilatayor. Since she was not Iveles, even though she was Iferes, so Mele, the dam is considered as dam tome. Elei vidom ashne mayonesen, ama nitam ilach liyovesh. Why is it nitam ilach liyovesh? Oma loch leili, anok de amre, ki tamo de shop. In other words, because the Gemara mentioned before the Gemara cited the Braise of Vishon Beriah Hadam Teah Shedai Yashai. So that Braise accorded very well with Levi. But the difficulty was with Rav. So in order to make it accord with Rav, the Gemara applied the Braise of Beriah Hadam Teah Shedai Yashai to the case of Lekeshus. Because in the case of Ikeshus, so why is it Dayashai? If she saw down, let's say, on the 90th day of the birth of the child, so Mamela, it's not an initial riyah. So it should not be, dayashai. So in order to make it accord with Rav, Shite, so the Gemara applied it to the case of Lekishus. But according to Levi, we don't have to apply it to the case of Lekishus. So according to Levi, we can apply it to the case of Ikishus. And the reason as to why, is Dayashaito, is because the price holds, like Levi, the Shni Mayones. So the Mele, Levi is saying, Enoch Name, this price of Hilan is Bizeifshes of Holy Tovo, that says, Bisil Vishitoson. So this price holds that by Necho. But Levi agrees with other price that says, Vishokim Bereach Adamtea Shikaya Shaita. In other words, there is a machlokes of prices. Levi says that there is a machlokes of prices, whether Ishtein Shnei Mayonis or Mayonis. Oma Loch Levi, I'm not down with Kitani Bishop. Kitani Bishop. The Oma Leo Bishop Bereach Adamtea Shikaya Shaita. But no Kim Nebidike Shehus, but Loch Etaya Shaita. How much Shnei Mayonis say? So through this price implies that it's my nechot, but I agree with the other price that holds that shnei mayonis. Then the boy say the bishifas. Now the other parrot is not that this price too can accord with me, can agree with me, the shnei mayonis. But then you ask, if this price also agrees with me, the shnei mayonis, how can the price say that in the case of Yeledes B'Zeiv, who already counted as Zayinikim, and Loi Tovlo, how can the price say that according to Bisila, so it's Mitame, but after all, if Ishnei Mayones, so that dam emanated from Mayon Toya, why? Should it be Tomei, so it should be Tomei, even according to Bisilel? The answer is, these prices reference in the case of Shifas. Shifas. What does it mean, Shifas? When she started to, the flow started, let's say, in the afternoon of the 14th day. The flow started in the afternoon of the 14th day. The flow started. And it continued into the night of the 15th. It continued into the night of the 15th. And it was suffering. So the male, so the boy is saying the shifas. So the male, we still say, since she was not Tovlo, even though she's in Mayonnaise, but in view of the fact that the flow started while the Mayon Tomei was still open. And without a stop, it kept on flowing down. So even the dam that came out in the night of the 15th, we also know, came out from the Mayon Tomei. So the Mele, the dam is gone, because we know it came out from the Mayon Tomei. Because it came out from the Mayon Tomei. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Vosofokotone. Now let's see the Rashi. Viloi Posa, if it's a case of Shafas, how can she have counted Zayinikim? Sofo means she counted seven clean days. If the flow starts, and therefore, if the flow started in the Emilade, and it didn't stop, so how could she have realized the count of 7 clean days? The flow didn't stop. In order to establish Zion Kim, so you have to make a Hefzektar. That's the significance of a Hefzektar. What does Hefzektar mean? Hefzektar means that it's not, she's clean. But if she's Shifar, she keeps on flowing down. How is she clean? She's not clean. By definition, Zayiniki means that made the biggest tare, a hefsek tare, and the woman is clean. The woman is clean. But if the Braise has referenced the case where she didn't stop flowing down, so how can she have counted seine key? Was sofra gedone? So hoche was sofra gedone? Vili posa heche sofra? Um mich hab so gewoi, ist der jetzt hoche, wie jemand das nicht kenne, wo wir sehen, was genau. Die Shavua kam und posko, Shavua basra loi posko, die Kosovanien loi dosse schen rei behen, ilu und sfira se bosra. I mean, this involves the basic in yoni in Hebrew. The basic in yoni. There, you have to know two things you have to know in order to understand this Ivan. First of all, I mean, that I mentioned already several times, last time, and today I mentioned already, in other words, on the Reise level, there is a fundamental distinction between a woman who gives birth to a child in the Yemeni day. Every woman has a cycle of days, Yemeni day, and a cycle of days where it's Yemeni. So, if a woman, now, if a woman gives birth to a child in the Yemeni day, so all she has to do is to count Yemeni, either 7 days if she gives birth to a boy, or 14 days if she gives birth to a girl. And whether she sees down, she doesn't see down, Yemeni Zohar is male 7 days, even if it's already Yabesh. No down at all. An unusual case. So she's still male 7 days. And if she's Yemeni Zohar, she's male whether she sees down, she doesn't see down, she's male 14 days. That's all. She doesn't have to count Zayinke. Mashainke, if she's Yohannes Bezeif, if the birth took place within the Yodalef Yeh, Shebein, Nidol and Nidol. For example, let's say that woman, even though normally a woman doesn't have a menstrual period, I mean while she's pregnant, but sometimes a woman does have a menstrual flow, and towards the end of her pregnancy, so let's say she let's say two weeks before she gave birth to a child, so she had a menstrual flow, so that then she became a nidah. So she became a nidah at that time. Then in 7 days, the 7 days, so that's the Yemenigo. Then the 11 days following the 7 days are the Yemenizimo. So let's say, if she had a menstrual flow, let's say, 8 days before, 8 days before she gave birth, and now she gives birth to the, now not 8 days, let's say 14 days before she had a menstrual flow, 14 days before she gave birth. So the first 7 days were Yemenigo. The first 7 days were a Yemenigo. And then, so 3 days before she gave birth, she started to sit down. And then on the second day, she again sat down. And then on the third day, she sat down and she gave birth. Then she's considered the 11th disease. So then, and if she gave birth to a Nikevo, so she'll have to count 14 days in the lady, and over and above that, she'll have to count 7 clean days. Because the birth took place in the Yemei Zivo after she had seen down for 3 successive days. Because suppose she didn't see down for 3 successive days, then she's already disabled, but she has to count only 1 clean day over and above the 14 days in the later. But if she saw, let's say, she gave birth on Tuesday, and 2 weeks before, she had a menstrual flow, and now 2 days to Tuesday, 2 weeks later, so she gives birth to a child, and on the Sunday she had a flow of down, on Monday she had a flow of down, and on Tuesday she gives birth. So then she's the oldest disease, and she has to count Zayinke with rice over and above the Yudalet Yeh of the Yemei Lady. So, Hoche B'Yeledes Nikivo B'Zei Baski. And so, the Gemara doesn't mention a case of Lady Abeshe, because that's an unusual thing. It's not. So, every Lady entails a flow of down. But many elders, the flow of dam might stop after 2 days after birth. So let's say she gave birth to a child in the Emesi Vein, and she gave birth to the child in the Emesi Vein, let's say, on a Tuesday. She gave birth, and it was Emesi Vein. And then she bled on Tuesday, and on Wednesday. And on Wednesday she stopped. Now, she has to count 14 days. She has to count 14 days in Elie. Now, if the birth was on Tuesday, so then the 14th day will be 2 weeks later, the Monday, not of the following week, but of the second week. So that will be the 14th day of the Emilei. Suppose she stops the flow of dam, stops on Wednesday, then Thursday is the clean day, she counts it, Thursday, Friday, until the following Wednesday. So that's the seventh day. And then she counts Anikim. Now there is a machleket between Abai and Rabbi, further in the Gemara. Whether you may lay the shein reyabem, eloisli may sfira ziboso, lizainikim or not. Everybody agrees that you may lay that she is reyabem, that she has a flow of down, cannot be counted for the fulfillment, for the count of 7 clean days, because what kind of a clean day is it if she sees down? But suppose she stops seeing down on the second day after birth, and then she had clean days, but the clean days are counted within the period of 40 days of Himalaya. 40 days of Himalaya. So according to Rabbi Himalaya, Shein Reyeben, Eilu Imeis Firas. According to Abaye, Himalaya, Shein Reyeben, Eilu Imeis Firas Imeis. According to Abaye, so a woman who is Yelenes Bizei, so she can be developed and be eternally by law. If a woman gives birth to a girl, so then she can be eternally by law only if the tefillah takes place on the night of the 22nd day. Because the first 14 days she cannot realize the count of Zayniki. Because that's humiliated. Humiliated cannot be away. Even if they are devoid of any real doubt. So she cannot realize the count of Zion King within the first 4 days. When can she start realizing the count of Zion King? Only on the 15th day. So if, let's say, the flow stops on the 14th day, even if the flow stopped on the first day, she cannot realize the count, according to Abaye, of Zayin Kin until the expiration of 40 days. Because that's humiliated. And that's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur cannot be ailing as Zayin Kin, because the days are Yom Kippur anyway, even without Riyadah. That's why Abaye says that humiliated Shein Reyabem ain't ailing space for us. Because in order to realize the count of Zion King, so the days themselves have to be naughty. But if it's in Elayde, that the woman is male anyway, even without that, so male, they cannot be considered the Zion King. So when can she start counting the Zion King? Only on the 15th day. So according to Abaye, a woman who is Yeledes Bizei, can only go Tfile and be with Tereshul Bailo on the night of the 22nd. Now, according to Rabbi, she can... Now, women today all have a din of Yeledes Bizei because of the Takone of Rabzeira, of Mrs. Yisroel Achmirobat. So it doesn't make any difference when the birth takes place. Whether the birth takes place in the Yemenide or the birth takes place in the Yemenide. So the question is, women today, so can they go a Yeledes? Can she go to Tfile before the night of the 22nd day? So it all depends. If we pass like Ove, mostly she pass like Ove. So Memele, she can go to Tfile even before the night of the 22nd day. Why? Because suppose she stops bleeding on the second day after birth. And there, so she can realize the count of Zion Kiyim within the Yudalad Yayin, the Yudalad Yayin, and then the night of the 22nd, she can go through and she will tell Rabbi, well, Rabbi Tam, however, he passes like a bayit, because according to Rabbi Tam, Yalki Gam, so the Lamed of Yalki, of the Lamed of Yalki Gam, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Lamed of Yalki Gam is descriptive of Lechi Oim and Melov, that's a machlik is a bayit in Rabbi Nerev, according to Rabbi Tam. So the Lamed of Yalki Gam is descriptive of this machlik between Yimilede, whether it's Eilu Yimisvihos or not, so he passed like a bayit. So Memele, according to Rabbi Tam, every Yildes today who has a din of Yildes Vizei because of Takonis Rav Zeire, so Memele, she cannot go Tfile until the night of the 22nd. Whether the Ramo passes like Rabbi Tam or Rabbi Tam or Ramo doesn't pass Rabbi Tam, there is a machlikas between the Nesi Kehli. So the Gemara in the second motion applies this price to the case of a woman who has Yeledes Nikeva, and the bleeding stopped on the second day or on the first day of the lady. So the male before the 14 days expired, so then let's say on the 8th day, so she already finished counting on the 8th day or on the 9th day as of the lady, she already finished the count of Zayin Kiyim, but she still has all the Bible because of Yemei Tumas Leide, 14 days. And then, in the late afternoon of the 14th, she started every flow. So the melee it's a flow because she realized the count she made the Hefzik Tare on the second day or on the first day of the Leide. So she made the Hefzik Tare and she was clean, and then she counted 7 clean days. And she didn't see any down. 5 minutes before the Shkiyah of the 14th day, she started every flow. But it was after she realized the count of Zayin Kiyim. In other words, it's like Holeh, not like Abaye. Like Abaye, we couldn't, according to Abaye, we couldn't explain this price a little bit later. But according to Holeh, V'ochem Yilin Kiyim Kizimatsi, Yishavua Kamo Posko, Shavua Basra Loi Posko, because so I didn't really know Shashim Reyabin, now let's see the Rashi. Here there is a very remarkable Rashi. I mean, very strange Rashi. Vosofro, vi riposa kicha sofro, vishana leilo mishifas, vi meitum elu meiteya, u svira hicha avoye, keishi zoi, tzio vi lesen kemo vizei, vi meitum asle yishne ishwai, 40 days, u posko shogu akam, vizu in sviroso, because of agimu indosa shene reyeben, u svira zivoso, like Robert, not like Rabbi. Vishavu asheni loi posko, on the 14th day, she started every flow in the afternoon. V'chozav v'niftach mayim tomei. V'shifas v'teichem v'sich shavu ha-shlishi. It started, let's say, the flow started 5 minutes before 6 p.m. On the 14th day, and it continued into the night of the 15th. U'mishimochem itamilach v'yodosh. V'bisilam. Domi mayim tomei osom. V'teiro v'teharte. El v'yeinu u'tvile. U'bisham v'toya. V'yeinu itali rachman. V'oshamu. Ulehoche, no katilenes nikivo, diyom bezocho, yevjolo lispir shivo, shalitiv sikmashu, acha yimelele, lehaver shivo. So it's, we only have to visualize the case of yeles nikivo. So there it's possible to visualize the case of sofro zayin nikim. But yeles zocho, so it's not chayach to complete the count of zayin nikim, I mean, within the Yemei Tumas Leide. Unless it's a Lady Yabeshne. But a Lady Yabeshne is an unusual phenomenon. And the Gemara doesn't want to apply that price to this extremely unusual phenomenon. Okay. So Rashi said, Ulhochen Rekord Yil in the Kino. Yol Vizocho Yashol Yispashim Moshel Yifzik Mashu Achim Leine Lavashim. Now, there is one very difficult Rashi here. When Rashi says, "V'shivas miteichay v'sich shavu ashlish u'mishumhochem mitam ilach v'yovish libisilel do mimayon tome yoso v'teiro lo tiharatei elo v'yeimei utfile elo v'yeimei utfile Now, the Gemara is explaining whom, Rav or Levi? The Gemara is explaining Levi here. Who says Shnei Mayonis? How does Rashi mention that according to Bisilel, so Yembe Yutfila Itali Rachmone? Then the Gemara says, I'll leave the Rav, who says Mayonoch. So it's the same Mayon, but it's Igzeras HaKosov. So since it's Igzeras HaKosov, so the Igzeras HaKosov is the Yembe Yutfila Itali Rachmone. But according to Levi, here the Gemara is applying the Braise, I'll leave the Levi, to the case of Shivas. And Levi says, Shnei Mayonis. But if it's Shivas, so that means that this dam that keeps on coming out from the Mokeya in the night of the 15th, so that is from the Mayan Tomei. So the reason is why the dam is Tomei, because it comes out from the Mayan Tomei. So why does Rashi have to resort? Why does Rashi have to have recourse to the aloche of Bieme with Tfile Talibah? That's to Ali Bede Rav, who says that it's Mayan Echo. So the Mele, it should be done. It should be done. But it is a sakos of its toya. So it is a sakos of its toya only applies to the case where she was developed. If she was developed, the Xerosakosov doesn't apply. Bashein came here, the Gemara is saying and discussing it. I'll leave the Levi. Levi holds Shnei Mayonis. According to Levi, Shnei Mayonis. So the reason is why the Silo is Nitame, because in the case of Shifas, so in Achname, in the case of Nachifas, then the Silo not Nitame in the case of Nachifas. The Silo is only Nitame in the case of Shifas. In the case of Shifas, so the reason is why the dam is Tomei? Because it emanates from the Mayan Tomei. So why does he say, B'yeimu Tzvila Talirach? There's nothing to do with B'yeimu Tzvila Talirach. And furthermore, suppose there will be a Tzvila. So that's what we saw in the Rashi before, of the Rashi of Shifas. ורב ראשי לשפס מתחימי תומה ומתאר לכולה ותאירו. So the kasha by the Siddur Tara was, as far as the issue is concerned, so she certainly may or without Tvile. And if there is Tvile, so even according to Levi, so she's Tvile. So what does the Ochel Neir say? That Rashi has reference to the case where she went Tvile in the state of Shifas. So the Mele, according to Rav, she becomes Tehor. Because even though she continues to have a discharge after the Tefillah, after she comes out from the Mikveh, but according to Levi, so of what avail is the fact that she went to Tefillah in the state of Shivas, after coming out from the Mikveh, she had a new discharge of that, and that made her need, it may or new. So the Melech, the question is, so from that Rashi we see, that according to Levi, in the case of Shifas, even if she is Tivelis, the dam, so she is Neo. So mainly, why does Rashi say here, the reason is why Bisila is Nitame in the case of Shifas? In the case of Shifas, is because according to Levi, so if it's not Shifas, so then Bisila don't even require a Tvile. So the dam will be toya even without Tvile. And if it is Shivas, so even with Tvile. So why does Rashi mention that according to Levi, because beyond the Tvile Talarach, that Kashi is raising his Rashi. So what do we see from this? So from this Rashi, and we see it from the pieces, I don't think we'll have time to go over the Teisves, Hilchasik Rav Lechumre. So we see from the Teisves of Hilchasik Rav Lechumre and from this Rashi that there is no machlekes between Rav and Levi and Mitzias. The Mitzias is the way it is. So if Levi, certainly according to Levi, the Mitzias is that while the Dam Yemitea emanates from the source, from the Mokia, but it originates in a different cause than the cause of the menstrual flow in the Yemelei. It's a different cause, but it emanates from the same Mokeh, from the same place. That's according to Levi. But in the Koric to Rav, it also emanates from a different cause. But Rav holds that as long it's my nachot, al pidin it's considered my nachot. Because as long as it emanates from the mokeh, so it's considered to be punished, it's considered to be an evil. Whether from a menstrual, whether it has a menstrual origin or ovulatory origin or whatever origin it is, whatever cause, as long as it emanates from the mokeh, from the uterus, so that makes her into an idol, makes her clean. So, and lady, so he holds no. When does she, a woman become an idol? Only if it emanates from the menstrual cords. But if it doesn't originate in menstrual cords, but in some other cords, so then lady holds she's nothing. But let's see what Tesis says. Tesis says the kasha. Hilchas Ukirah, the Gemara says that we pass Ukirah, Ben Yikule, Ben Yechumre. We can just finish up the Gemara. Omer Rabin Rabashi, Omer Rav Shammai Misach, Yikle Marzut El Asri, Dor Hilchas Kavos El Rav Lechumre, Hilchas Kavos El Rav Lechumre, Rabashi Omer Hilchas Kavos El Rav Ben Yikule Ben Yechumre, Dor Shmerim Al Hilchas Kavos El Rav Ben Yikule Ben Yechumre, Hilchas Kavos El Rav Ben Yikule Ben Yechumre, Ben Yikule Ben Yechumre. So, Tesis says the kasha from the Brisim prayers. Let's not go over the whole cases, but just the kasha from prayers. Geyerei sheyotza padachas vlodo b'yeiso nochi yisir itchovim v'akach nizgayro eneisno yimitume v'mitar v'ishne mayonesein amai eneisno yimitare hale mayon tome yiso so. Now the halacha is that the yield is so has yield is the cake has yimitume 40 days and 66 days in mitar yield is ocho 7 days in Tumah, 33 days in Mitar. But these halachas of Tumas Nide apply to Israelis. Enochis is not Tumah Tumas Nide. Enochis, even if she is a Nide, she is not Meir Tumas Nide. With Rabbonon, so all Nochim have Tumas Nide, whether they see Zire, they don't see Zire. But with the Raise, Enochis does not become Meir. Even if she sees Dam Nide and Dam Zire. Enoch does not come to me even if he has a discharge of zero. So that's the halacha in the Raise. Now, suppose the heiress was developed, she was miscarried while she was giving birth to a child. So, if the head of the baby emerged from the mother's womb prior to the trilah of the mother, so that means that the child was born while the mother was a goyeh, because the Yitzias Oreish constitutes birth later. Even if the major portion of the goof of the fetus has not emerged from the mother's womb, as long as the reish, the head of the baby, emerged from the mother's womb, so memele, the baby is considered born. So, geyere sheyotzo padachas vlodo b'yisiv nizkhovit, v'akach nizgayro. Suppose the geyere, the birth, the head of the child came out from the mother's womb while the yildes was still going. And then, 2 minutes after that, before the whole goof emerged, she descended into the mikveh and she was developed, which she yields. So, that means that the baby was born while the mother was in ochris. Not midushi. While mother knows, v'akach nizgayro, eneisni lo yimeitume v'yimeitar. So that mother, that yildes, the mother does not have a yimeitume and does not have a yimeitar. What does it mean? Lifipshute, in other words, that she is not male 40 days. Suppose she lives the cable and she was developed after the head of the cable came out from the mother's womb. So she is not male 40 days. She saw down, so then she's male 7 days, like an idol. Not 40 days. And she doesn't have any time. In other words, if this woman, she was this guy, and then she married a Jewish man, and then she had a discharge of down in after the 14 days, so then she's a sort of Bible. She's snake. She's male, she's an eagle. Because the Xerosakosu for Kimituva Yimitao is mentioned regarding Israelis, not regarding Ochis. So if the birth took place, the emergence of the head took place after the trial of the mother, so then that means that the lady was way. So I mean if the trial took place before the emergence of the head, so that means that the lady took place when she was already an Israelis. So then all the halachas of Yildiz applied to her. But if the head emerged prior to the tefillah, so that means that the way that the child was born to a mother in Ochitz, not to a mother in Israel. So mainly the whole the halachas in Parshat Asriya don't apply. So this is the kashe vishnei mayoni say amayu nistmo yimita halemayim tomisos. But according to Levi, why should she not amayu nistmo yimita? According to Rav, we understand. Because actually Yimitare should be Yimitume for every Israeli. But this is special Yosakosu. Then Yosakosu applies to Israelis, not to Nochis. She would have Damako coming out from the womb. Damako, she has an ulcer in the uterus. So she'll be asur daimo. So the question is, why, even if she has regular flow of dam, according to Levi, she should be materis daimo? That's this discussion. All the rishonim. So Tisa says in the second teretz, in ame afragad b'shnei mayon esayim yesh nitami hadam. So this is that's a raya. So it's mentioned beferish and tasteless like the Chasam Sefer. That it doesn't mean Levi. Levi says it doesn't come out from the mokya. I mean, it's inconceivable. I mean, it does come out from the mokya. So Levi is also Levi. So the male, in case of the Gieres, even according, so the reason is why a yield is nochis. So, and then she became a geiras. So in the Yemitea, she has a din of an ido, even though it emanated from the Mayim Toer, because the so-called Mayim Toer should also be done without the special Zerzakosu, because it comes from the Mokia. But we have a special Zerzakosu. We have a special Zerzakosu. So in other words, So that special Zerzakosu applies to Israelis, not to Enochis, a Yildiz Israelis. So vis-a-vis a Yildiz Nochis, who was Mizgaya after the Lady, so the Zerzakosu doesn't apply. So Bimele, if she sees Dan in Yimitea, the Geira sees Dan in Yimitea, she's in Yidom in the Reis. So in other words, so that means that even Levi holds that, yeah, and that child in regard to the ovulation, I said there is a basis to say that according to some Sefer, that a woman who has ovulation should not be male, according to some Sefer. So, but that I said there is a basis. Why? Because there are two Mishnayos in Tesis. One Teretz in Tesis is that in Ochaname, according to Levi, so Egeires. So if she sees Dam in Yimitea, she's interested by it. And what does the price in Prenas mean? It means something else. But the second Teretz in Tesis is, and the Rambam and the Rashbo, they agree with the second Rosh in Tesis. So they say that even according to Levi, a Geiris, if she sees Dam in the Yimitea, so she's asur lebayim. Because even though it comes from a so-called Mayim Toer, but that so-called Mayim Toer should also be Toer, if there hadn't been a special Zerzakosu. But it's Toer, the so-called Mayim Toer is Toer because of the special Zerzakosu. And the machleket between Rav and Levi is on one point. According to Rav, so there is no distinction. There is, according to Rav, So in other words, even without the, so according to Rav, he is so without any partial healness. So then we should say, without any partial healness, so we should say that the dam in the Yemeteya is so should be done. But it is special Zerzakos. And according to Levi, so without his special Zerzakos, I would still say that the dam that comes out in the Yemeteya so should be Toya, because it comes out from a Mayon Toya. But since we have a partial Kasriya, so the Mele, too, that this Parsha in Tazria itself is based upon the fact that it comes out from a different Mayon, I mean, whatever a different Mayon means. It comes out from a Mayon Toyer, from a different terminates, from a different cause, but this posse tells us that vis-a-vis Yehudas Israelis, so the dam that emanates from the Mokeh, but not from a menstrual cause, is toy. Vis-a-vis Israelis. But vis-a-vis Nochis, since the Torah, there is a Zerzakosu, that this aloches of Yemitume and Yemitare apply only to Israelis, because it's deduced by the posse. ונזרתם אז מישראל מתמוסם ויומוסו מתמוסם מתמוסם אז משכונה אשר בשיחם זה הסתיר הסעזר והשתית צד מנשיך והזר לתונו ועדוב ונדוס ועזוב עם זה ולעזוך ולענקי בו מישה של איש כפים in prayer. And that's mentioned after the posik of Izzatim is made Israel. In other words, that in Nochri and Nochris are not mitami bizive or benide. They're not mitami. So there is a special Zerzakosu. So in Mele, that means that the whole posik in Tazria has reference to Israelis, not to Enochis. So Mele, that Zerzakosu itself implies that the reason as to why a Yehudas in Yemitei Aristoye, even though she sees down. The reason is why a Yehudas in Yemitei Aristoye, the Dam Aristoye, because of the Xerzakos. And that applies only to Israelis. But it does not apply to Enochis. Enochis, so even if it doesn't emanate from the menstrual cause, but it originates in a different cause, as long as it emanates from the Mokeah. So she's made. This is Tesishit, in the second version. The Tidme Konigrei. So Mele, now Rashi applies Yom Yom Rachmone, Yom Alim Yalei. So the question is, Alim Yalei, so it's because it emanates from a Mayon, it emanates from Mayon Toyer. That's why it's Muter. Not because of the Yomei Utfil et Tal Rachman. But, since according to Tesis, so even Levi is made, that even though it emanates from Mayon Toyer, so still, Ligabi Nochis, where we don't have Exerzakos of that Toyer. So then it is Tomei. So we can say it conversely also. In other words, Rashi says that could be seen in the case of Shivas, where it emanates from Mayon Tomei, so the reason is why it comes to be seen, even a little bit later. So the Dam is Tomei because Biyemi Utvile Tali Rachmone. Because we aim with Tfilah Tali Rachmoneh, So that means that if, in other words, that the reason as to why it is tome is because there was no tefillah realized. There was no tefillah realized. The implication being that if a tefillah would be realized, so then she would be tame. I mean, then she would be tame. She would be tame. In other words, so that means that according to Rashi, even a little lady, if a woman will be shifas, the flow will start on the 14th and it will continue into the night of the 15th. The night of the 15th. So we say that the reason as to why that if Shabbos, so So according to Bisilel, so the reason is why Ubisil Ishitoso, the reason is why she's Mayo is because Biyomi Mutfile Tali Rahmone. So, but if she is in Shifas, so then it emanates from the Mayon Tomei. But apparently, according to Rashi, so even according to Levi, there is a special Zerasak also. That in the Yemitea, it is Muta. We see according to Texas also, even according to Levi, there is a special Zerasak also. That it is Toyer in Yemitea. Because Ligabe Nochitz, where the Zerasak also doesn't apply, so even according to Levi, so it will be Tome, it shall become an Eagle. So the same thing is true according to Rashi also. That even according to Levi, there is a special Zerasakosu of Yemitea. But if it emanates, in other words, there is a Zerasakosu. According to Bisilel, so there is a special Zerasakosu that Biyemi with Phil Etali Rachmone, since there is a special heter. Ligabi Yemitea, Ivma Libedoevi, so the Xerasakosu implies, according to Levi, so it follows from this Rashi, that even according to Levi, suppose she will be Tivelis, in the case of Shifas, and she will be Tivelis, and then will be a stira between the Rashi and Daflamet Hey, the way he explained it in the Rashi here, Daflamet Vav. But according to this Rashi, it will follow that according to Bisila, even a limited lady, suppose she will be Shifas, and then in the night of the 15th, she'll be Tivelis. While she is in a state of Shifas, and she'll be Tivelis at 9 p.m. the night of the 15th, she'll go down to the mikveh while she is in a state of Shifas, and then she'll come out of the mikveh and she is still Shifas. So that dam that will be discharged after she comes out from the tefillah in the night of the 15th, will not be tame. Of course, that will be contrary to what Rashi said, according to the old Meir's Pshat, that one hay on the base. So then we could say, since the Gemara is giving here to Terutzi, Omalach Levi, Anod Amre Kitali Bishobi, and then the boy is saying that the Shifas, so the reason is why the first washing did not mention the second teretz. Why does the first motion is chilik on the second motion? Because the first motion says that in Chanamet this brayse is really keneged, is contrary to Levi. Why does the first Moshe say that this price is contrary to Levi? And but Levi agrees with the other price of the price of shopping. Apparently, the first Moshe is chelik on the second Moshe. So in other words, the Rashi in that one here is accords with the first Moshe in the Gemara. But Rashi explaining the second Moshe here, so they according to the second Moshe, so even Levi, even according to Levi, so there is exerasakosuf of Bienu with Tfilatayi Rahman. Bienu with Tfilatayi Rahman. Why? Because, in other words, that according to Levi, so the down that emanates in the Yemeteya comes from a Mayan Toya. So the Mele, that down is Toya even without him. But then there is another Zerasakosuf. Thesis also says that even according to Levi, there is a special Zerasakosuf of Yemeteya, which applies only to Israelis, it doesn't apply to Enochis. So Mele Rashi also agrees with Thesis that there is a special Zerasakosuf of Yemeteya. But the special Zerasakosuf of Yemeteya applies only to Lachat. In other words, if she is not a Shibas, so then it emanates from a Mayon Toya. If it emanates from a Mayon Toya, so it's Toya. So even if it emanated before the illness was developed, so it's also Toya. Because it emanates, it's like Dam Chaypo. Al Pidin, it's considered like Dam Chaypo. So even if the dam came out, emanated, before Tvile, so it's also Toya. But then, in the case of Shifas, so then the dam emanated from the regular Mayan Toya. But there is a Xerasakosu. There is a special Xerasakosu of Yemiteya. But that Xerasakosu of Yemiteya applies only to a woman who counted and was developed. Biyomi mutfiletai rachma. So Mimele, in the case, the dam emanated from the Mayan Tomei before the Tvile, so then it is done. But if the dam emanated from the Mayan Tomei after the Tvile, even though it's from Mayan Tomei, so in the case where the woman started to have the flow, in, let's say 5 minutes before six, on the 14th, as of the lady, and then it continued until 8 o'clock, the flow. And then, at 8 o'clock, while she was in the state of Shifas, she went through it. And then she came out, still being Shifas. So the dam that will emanate after she comes out through it will not be known. Because of the special Zerasakos. Because of the special Zerasakos. But, he applies the longness of Thesis, but in a different way. You see, according to Thesis, so even in respect to the dam that emanates from the so-called Mayon Toya, so is only Toya because of his special Zerasakosu that is limited, that applies only to Israelis and not to Enochis. According to Rashi, so the dam that emanates from the so-called Mayon Toya is Toya without any tefillah. But the dam that emanates from the Mayon Tomei, so there is a special Zerasakosu that's also Toya. But as far as that dam is concerned, so it only applies, the Zerasakosu only applies after tefillah. So biyomi mutfile tali rachma. Biyomi tfile rachma. Now wait. Let's see the Rashi. I'm not mentioning my own droshes, but I'm saying that is the pshat in Rashi. Now here the Torah says of Bnei Yisrael. We don't have to resort to the posik at the end of Mitzrayim. Here it says Dabe of Bnei Yisrael. So from that we learn out that the whole the halachas dikstir sakosu apply is limited only to Israelis, not to inochis. Dabe of the Israelim, isho kisazria, viyoldo zohor, vitomo shivas yomim, kimei nidas dvei sotitmo. Then, it's by Yivashmim Salosik, ushleishim yeim, ushleishis yomim, teishet vidmei tov. Bichol kinesh loisiga, avala amigdash loisobei, admileis yimei tov. So Rashi says here, two Meitohor is mentioned. The first Meitohor, so that's without him applicating. And then the second Tohor has a dogesh in the hay. That's him applicating. So in other words, sometimes the hay is below him applicating, and sometimes the hay is with him applicating. If it is with him applicating, so then it's a kinu. It's a kinu, it's like a pronoun of Imkeivu. In other words, Tohoro with Imapike would mean her Tohoro. Without Imapike, it means it's like a Shemetze. It's Imkeia. So Rashi said, with Meito, here we have two Tohoros. Ushleishin Yem, Ushleishis Yom, Intation, Meito. So there is no dogish in the head. So that's below Imapike. The other Tohoro, so there is a dogish. I mean, the Sefator, we don't have any dogish. So in other words, but we have a dogish here because it has a matike. But in the Sefator, we don't have any dogish anyway. So, but the first Tohor, Rashi points out, is Luri Matike, and the second Tohor is with the matike. So Rashi says, Bidmei Tohor, Afo Pisha Reo, is Teheo. Bidmei Tohor, Luri Matike, Ruushen Dobo. Kmeiteya, the main Tohor. And then Mapike, the second Tohor, that has a dogish in the hay, so is Yimeiteya Shalom. Yimeiteya Shalom. Now, according to Rashi, I'll leave it a bit to the lady, so we have two alohas in this passage. One aloha is that the dam that emanates in the Yimeiteya, where it's not the case of Shifas. So that is Toya, without fear, because it emanates from the mind Toya. And that is also based upon the Sakosu. Because as Feisa says, even according to Levi, so only in regard to Israelis where the Torah says that you may tell is Toya. But in regard to Inochis, the Torah doesn't say. So it's still Toya. See, it's still in it. So that's one hour. So one hour means one Zer Sakosu is that the according to Levi, the dam that emanates from the Mayan Toya, the so-called Mayan Toya, I say so-called because it's not a plain Mayan Toya. If it had been a plain Mayan Toya, so it would apply to Inochis too. It's the so-called Mayan Toya. So one of the sarcosophy is that the so-called, the relatively Mayan Toya, the dam that emanates from the relatively Mayan Toya, so is Toya, even without it. And then there is another Gzeres HaKosu. There is another Gzeres HaKosu that the dam that emanates from the Mayan Tome. But if it emanates from the Mayan Tome in the Yimeiteya, if it emanates in the Yimeiteya from the Mayan Tome, so then after feeling. So then it's also Toya. So according to Levi, there are two Gzeres HaKosos. There are two Gzeres HaKosos. In other words, one Gzeres HaKosos is that the Mayan, that the dam that emanates from the so-called or the relatively Mayan Toya. So is Toya. Even if it emanates, before Tfilah, so the dam is Toya. And then there is another Gzeres HaKosu that even the dam that emanates from the Mayan Tome, but if it emanates after Tfilah from the Mayan in the Yimeiteya, after Tfilah from the Mayan Tome, it's Toya. It's Toya. So in other words, so that means now. That means that now, if we consider it as the hay, as the mapikei, the first law, is the loy mapikei. Of course it's the loy mapikei. According to Rav, it's certainly the loy mapikei. But according to Levi, perhaps the hay of the first law is to be interpreted with the mapikei and without the mapikei. In other words, if we, according to Rav, so the first law is to be interpreted without the mapikei. So then, it means, it doesn't mean, Ushleishim Yeh, Ushleishis Yomim, 33 days, she should sit, and her Tar, and her Dom Tar, not in the sense of the pronoun, if it's Loi Matikei. So it's Ishei Dovo, Bidmei Teah, according to Rav. According to Levi, so maybe the Torah has two senses, has two meanings. In other words, because there are two halachas mentioned in this Gzeiras HaKosuf of the Bnei Torah. One Gzeiras HaKosuf is that the dam that emanates from the so-called Mayim Toyeh is Toyeh even before Toyeh. So, that Gzeiras HaKosuf is implicit in the expression Bnei Torah in the sense of Beloi Matikei. In other words, Ushleishim Yeh, Ushleishis Yomim, Teishel Bidmei Teah. There's no way Matikei. It's not a chinoin cable. It's not a pronoun. Matikei is a pronoun. So, Ushleishim Yeh, Ushleishis Yomim, Teishel Bidmei Teah. Bidmei Teah. That any doubt that emanates from the Mayon Toyer, from the Mayon Toyer, is Toyer. From the Mayon Toyer. So it's Bidmei Teah, that's without Matikei. But then there is another Gzeiras HaKosuf implicit in this passage. According to Leib, Alib and Bisila, that even the dam that emanates from the Mayon Tomei, in case of Shefas, so it emanates from the Mayon Tomei, but if it emanates in the Yemei Teah, so then it's Toyer, as long as it emanated after Philip. After Philip. So that Gzeiras HaKosuf, so in that Gzeiras HaKosuf, so maybe here the Bnei Torah is to be understood in the sense of Matikei. Her Tar, in other words, after she was developed. So then it's in the meaning of the Matikei. Her Tar, not Toya Shem Dovo, but her Tar in the sense of the pronoun. That's the meaning of Matikei. Matikei, Rashi says, in the Kino in Kino. It's a pronoun. So, Teishit Mito, so that means after her time, after the feeling. I mean, whatever the Pshat is. But according to Rashi, so according to Levi, our living the Silel, there are two Gzeiras HaKosuf in that person. One Gzeiras HaKosuf is that the dam that emanates, be made the dam that emanates from the so-called Mayim Toyeh Mistoyeh, even though it's not simply like dam Nechetmo, even though Rashi uses the Lashon, but that's also based upon the Zakos. In regard to the Israelis, it has the same status as dam Nechetmo. So that's one Zakos, that the dam that emanates from the Mokeh, but the Mayim Toyeh, So he's Toyer, even before Toyer. And then there is another Gzeiras HaKosuf, that the dam that emanates from the Mayim Tomei, after Philae, is also Toyer. So the Melee, so it will follow that if this should be a Shifas, and the flow will start, let's say 5 minutes before six, before the Shkir, of the 14th day, it will continue until, let's say, after 8 o'clock. Into the Lila of the 15th, and then while she is in the state of Shifas, and it's already the Lila of the 15th, she'll go through it, and then she'll come out, and still Shifas. So then the dam that will be discharged after she comes out from the Tfilet, will not be Tomei, even according to Levi. So will not be Tomei. But Rashi, the way the Or Chaim explained the Rashi here and from Hale's days, so Rashi says just the reverse, There's that communion between Rav and Rabbi, the way that Dor Chaneira explains it, without making a collection, not like the Sefer Tareh. So we have to say, seeing the Gemara here mentions two Shemis, and the first question holds that this price could not be correlated, why couldn't the price be applied the same way as the second tenet of the Gemara says? Because the first motion holds that according to Levi, so Mele, in the case where the dam emanates from the Mayan Torah, when the dam emanates from the Mayan Torah, even Lachakir, it will still be done. As a matter of fact, so even Lachakir. So this is what Thesis says, because Thesis is Chilek on Rashi. That from a Hei Yom Beis, B'Shifas, B'Hashtyaf, who will be told on the time of the Sila, will laugh the others. So Rashi will be Chilek on that. You see. But Rashi here is explaining that from a Hei Yom Beis, and after my denial, so he says like Thesis. So that's in accordance with the first motion, the first act. But the second act is Chilek. So according to Rashi, I'll even see that there are two Tzerasakosuks. One Tzerasakosuk in the parashi is that the dam that emanates from the Mayon Toyer, Ligamre, even if it emanates before Pure. And then there's another Tzerasakosuk, that the dam that emanates from the Mayon Toyer in the Yemiteya after Pure is also Toyer. So we make the Oro has two meanings. One we make the Oro is to be interpreted. I mean, of course, it's this, the first we make the Oro, as if it's without him applicant, and it also has an interpretation according to Levi with him applicant. With him applicant. So the melee we have both zero sacrifice. All right, we'll